Hello and welcome back to In God We Trust podcast. Today we are going over a question inside Luther's Small Catechism, and it also has explanations. And the question today is, what does God require of us in the first commandment? So we will go over the answer, and then we will go over some Bible verses that the catechism gives us to think about this question. And also there's some also added narrative. But I'll read that for you guys, and then I will give you my input afterwards. So let's get right into it. What does God require of us in the first commandment? God requires that we fear, love, and trust in Him above all things. We fear God above all things when we revere Him alone as the highest being, honor Him with our lives, and avoid what displeases Him. Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. Psalm chapter 33, verse 8. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world revere Him. Psalm chapter 96, verse 4. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. To fear the Lord is to hate evil. Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Bible narrative here. The three men in the fiery furnace feared God more than the king. Daniel chapter 3. We love God above all things when we cling to Him alone as our God and gladly devote our lives to His service. Psalm chapter 73, verse 25 through 26. Whom have I in heaven but You? And earth has nothing I desire besides You. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Matthew chapter 22, verse 37. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Bible narrative. Abraham loved God more than his son. Genesis chapter 22. Joseph resisted the temptation of Potiphar's wife. Genesis chapter 39. We trust in God above all things when we commit our lives completely to His keeping and rely on Him for help in every need. Psalm chapter 118, verse 8. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. David trusted in the Lord when he fought against Goliath. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 37. Also, verses 46 and 47. Abraham left his country and relatives to go where the Lord sent him, trusting that the Lord would take care of him. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 through 9. Daniel committed himself to the Lord's keeping. Daniel chapter 6. Okay, so that's all the Bible verses and narrative that are in the catechism there. And I wrote some stuff down after I read it the first time, and I'll read that with you guys. It is my first thoughts after reading it. But basically, in my mind, after reading all these Bible verses, I took away that if we want our lives to go smooth and have things just work in our favor, we need to turn to God with every situation and everything that we do. But if things don't go as planned, to just remember that God has a better plan for you. And sometimes that means going away from what you wanted to do and doing what God wants to do because He has a better plan than you. So it's kind of hard to remember when things get hard, but I mean, we just have to do that. So, okay, well, that's all I have for you guys today. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a great week and God bless.